6:06 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The Robotics Roundtable features local robotics teams from right here in Southwest Michigan live in studio to talk about their teams and how competitions are going and how the build season went. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by
Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics. Grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools and New Buffalo area schools.
I'm Ray Gustafson, along with Jacob Holmes, who you just heard, and also normally Tim Dunai is in here for Robotics Roundtable as we begin our fourth season of doing it, but we have somebody who's no stranger to the microphone, Mr. Scott Bradford, of course, from AAA Insurance.
That's right.
That's
welcome,
right.
Welcome, everybody.
So glad you could be here tonight for our first of 8 weeks here of Robotics Roundtable. Every Tuesday night here on WSJM from 6 to 7, we'll talk robotics because robotics is good, right, Scott?
Robotics is excellent. It's not just good.
Just kidding. So, we had Scott and Jacob Holmes. We had an exciting build season because it was a little bit different, Scott, the way that they set this up this year with the whole reveal and everything was done a little bit differently back in January.
It was. The reveal is normally done in these great big collections. Where they have all these schools come to big areas. And for us, it's at the Mendel Center. This year, our regular host was also Tim, who was not there.
He couldn't make it.
He went
it. No.
on vacation. Yeah. So he dropped that on me as well.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to, we'll be talking a little bit about the build season and that as we progress. But we want to welcome to our teams tonight. We have teams, and I believe I've got this right here, Scott. Team 1940, Benton Harbor Tech Tigers, and Team 2959, CW Tech Robotarians.
Correct. That's who we have.
And a couple of quick things. We're also not only on air, but we're on Facebook Live. So if you go to the Facebooks and look for WSJM News, you'll see that we're Facebook Live right now. And I think we've got, 15 in the studio here. So it really is a round table discussion, thus the name of the show tonight. So glad you could all be here tonight. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Wave at Facebook Live over there.
Wave at the Facebook. So being that we're on Facebook Live, if you have a comment or a question or something, log into Facebook and you'll find the Facebook Live and post your comments. If you want to give a shout out to somebody on the teams here or to any of the teams, put a message up on Facebook and we'll read it on the air here tonight as well. So go to Facebook, find WSJM News. And then if you're a supporter of robotics, please share this Facebook Live video once it's finished up here when we get done at 7 tonight and share it as many times as you can because it's all about promoting robotics here in Southwest Michigan. So we've got a lot to talk about here,
Scott. We have a lot. These teams have brought us some great subjects to talk about. How long do we have? Do we have a nice little chunk here?
Oh, yeah.
Let's introduce these people.
We're fine.
We have, and we'll start right next to my left here, we have our Robotarian team with their mentor, advisor, the guy who really does everything, Dr. Dale Quatrin.
Get him over on the microphone.
He's going to say hi.
Good evening.
Yeah. We brought with him Brett Johnson, Bryce Preeb, and Evie Clare. So that's our Robotarians. And also with us, we have the We have the Benton Harbor Tech
Off
Tigers. I know, isn't that funny? Hey, I know their number. It's 1940. Those I have to know for the meets there. They're here with their mentor and advisor, Joseph Taylor. I have Tamia Clay, Daisha Moore, and Daniel Moore. So welcome, everybody.
And there's many more people here. Again, if you're on Facebook Live watching.
There's a lot of bodies here.
We've got a lot of bodies in the studio. In fact, it's chilly outside. We had opened the window here because it was getting a little stuffy in the studio.
So since we have our teams here, and we'll do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and guess what? Tech Tigers, you start us off. You guys gave me some subjects here that you'd like to talk about today. Let's start you off with something about a new Lego League team.
Well, it's nice to be here with everyone.
The LEGO League team started off last year, and thankfully me and Tamaya were able to help out and be mentors for those teams. The kids were so excited. It started at MLK, which is the Martin Luther King School, and that's for fourth and fifth graders. And we just had tons of fun. The kids were ready to learn. It was kind of hard to get them to not build their own creations with the Legos and build what was instructed. But thankfully, we had another set of Legos to say, here you go. In your spare time, just build whatever you want.
You mean actually having to follow the directions on what they're supposed to do?
I remember that very well. I did first Lego League when I was that age, too. And yes, it is very tempting to make your to just go crazy and make your own stuff. And not do what you're supposed to do.
Yes, I did find it highly amusing, though. One of the students, he built a Batman car out of some of our leftover Lego pieces. And I was just like, wow, this is really cool. Like, he built, just randomly took pieces and built the Batman car. So.
And if you think that you're talking about Legos and things that you just push around, no, these are Legos that... They run on their own. They have motors, and they have brains. They do pre-programmed sequences, and I've called these tournaments in the area here for years. Let me tell you, the things that these Lego creations do, they rival what the high schoolers do with the big robots. So that's excellent that there's another Lego team out there. We love it. You guys also said you have something going on with a safety program.
Yes, we do have a lot of new things put in place for the safety program at our high school. In previous years, we really didn't have that level of safety going on in our high school, mainly because a lot of the kids, it's really hard to get a lot of the kids interested in our schools. I don't know if everyone knows this, but teenagers, we already have the box around our minds and know what we want to do, and we're set to that item. But with the younger generation, it's a lot easier to get them involved in things because they don't have that box around their mindset. And that's also another reason, just piggybacking off of what Daisha Moore mentioned, that's another reason why we started the Lego League program. And it was to make sure that we had a future team to look up to. Because it was so hard to get high schoolers involved. But with the safety program put in place, we now have a really, really good structure with the kids that join the robotics program. We promote safety in the robotics program. We created a safety protocol. We have a safety pledge that we all say every day before we start working on the robots, just to give everyone a friendly reminder of all the rules and protocols that we have going on. We even created a student and parent contract. And in that contract, it lists all of the protocols needing to be followed. And it also lists in there that, you know, there will be disciplinary actions taken if these protocols are not are violated. And it's just an amazing system to have because now the kids really understand the idea of first and that safety really does come first. And another cool thing that we've done, we're not only keeping the people in robotics safe, but now we are expanding it and keeping even our high school safe, just the kids in general. We have a program, it's called Strive for a Safer Drive. And in this program, it promotes teens in our school and also the adult members of our high school to just stay safe while driving. We draft them every Tuesday and Wednesday. We go out to the parking lots, make sure that the students and teachers have on their seatbelts, their lights are working, and their music is turned down before they leave the school. If they pass the test, then we give them a treat. And it's just been really nice, you know, expanding the safety program, making sure not only that the kids are safe in FIRST Robotics, but also just in our community.
And FIRST is all about safety. At every single level that you do this, FIRST is all about safety. That's awesome. Hearing you say that you have a pledge that you recite every day and you have a contract between people, that's excellent. That's a wonderful thing to get going there.
All right, it's 6:15. This is Robotics Roundtable live right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're also on Facebook Live tonight. Want to give a couple of people have chimed in. Cheryl says, "Hey, Brett, on Team 2959, let's go Tech Tigers." That's from Danetta. Let's see here. Hello, Bryce from CW Robotarians. We're listening from Minnesota. That's from Nikki Scott Preeb. And Diane chimed in and said, go Benton Harbor. So if you've got a message you'd like to put out on Facebook, go to Facebook Live or Facebook and find WSJM News. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable Live right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes, joined by Ray Gustafson and Scott Bradford. We are here talking to Team 1940, the Benton Harbor Tech Tigers, and Team 2959, the CW Tech Robotarians. And we've got a, and we're also on Facebook Live on Newstalk 94.9 WSJM, our Facebook page. If you want to watch the show live, leave us a comment. We've got one comment from Nikki. Hi, Bryce from CW Robotarians. Aunt Lil and I are listening from Minnesota. Love, Mom. So very
awesome.
That's very nice.
Bryce just got as red as a sweatshirt now. Those things you can't see on radio. So we started off with the Tech Tigers. Ladies, the stuff you're telling us what's going on there is great. I'm going to flip over to the Robotarians here for a little bit, but we'll be back because I know you've got some more things that you want to talk about. I know that the Robotarians is made up of a number of different schools. So who wants to tell me which schools you're made up of? Go on. Somebody pull that microphone.
So right now our team has students from Coloma High School, Water Valete, Michigan Lutheran, Lake Michigan Catholic, Edwardsburg, Bridgman, and, oh, I'm missing somebody. Eau Claire, that's right.
And every year it seems to grow. It was much fewer years and years ago when I first started here. But that brings some unique problems, some unique challenges for you being part of a group of so many schools. One of those has been solved. And that's, you guys have a new facility. Somebody tell me about this brand new facility you have.
This new facility we have is OSCO over there by Bob Evans in Benton Harbor. And we originally, about years ago, we were housed in MTech. Mm-hmm. And we stayed there for like 4 years, and then they bought the facility, and we weren't allowed to use it anymore, so we were considered homeless, so we went over to Eagle Technologies, which took us in and let us use their warehouse, and then they needed that. That lasted like a year, and they needed the space in their warehouse, so we were out on the street again. And we got a notification from OSCO, and they were very generous to us. We came in, and we had one loading bay, and we were needing to make a field for the practice event, and they're like, oh, you need an extra loading bay? Here, have another one. You need power, electricity, whatever you need, just let us know. And I just want to give a shout out to OSCO. Thank you for housing us.
Awesome.
That's excellent.
That's very cool.
We love hearing that. You know, one of the things that the Robotarians do every year is they are the host of our FTC tournament in the area. The event coordinator, Dr. Dale Quatrin, he does a great job. I know I'm there every year. It runs really, really well. Who wants to tell me a little bit about the FTC tournament? Because it's a very, very well-run event.
Yeah. You know, it's a really great opportunity for our students to have some volunteer hours and bond a little bit with our team members. We get to interact with the younger teams, which is really special to have that relationship, especially with some of our schools that are, you know, growing from that program and developing students that will then go on to be team members with our team. That's really important to us. It's a lot of fun. We put a lot of work into it, and so far we've seen great results.
Yeah, the tournament's grown each year, and it is. It's a ton of fun. I don't get to see all the fun because I'm always on the field.
Yeah.
So I don't get to see all the real good stuff that's, you know, back behind all the projects and everything. But I'll tell you, I've been to a lot of FTC tournaments. You guys have a class act. It really is great.
Thank you.
You've also brought us some information here about a really special event you did with the Logan Autism Center.
Yeah, I believe it was last week, we gave a robot demonstration there. It was really exciting to see people of all ages really interact with our robot and learn about how it functions. We got to show them different types of robots, like little wind-up toys, and then like the FLL robots, like those smaller, maybe square foot robots, just little things. And then we brought out our big robot. And, you know, I think it was really, really special to see their reactions. And it was enlightening to me to see them all learn a bit more about STEAM and FIRST.
Very, very cool. You know, it's, I'll tell you, one of the things that you don't really notice or that you don't see if you go to one of our tournaments is the fact that these teams are supremely involved in the communities. And that, in fact, the best of the teams that are chosen each year are the ones that are the most involved in their communities. And that is the kind of thing that just looks so great when you're doing your chairman's work. It's just awesome. So you speaking of community, you're working on another community thing here. You're starting to team up with the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts?
Yeah. We've been communicating with them, so hopefully soon we'll be setting up some times that they can come visit our team at our facility, and then we'll introduce them to our robots and show them what they can do.
Bryce, you're letting everybody talk around you here. Take that microphone in front of you. Right. You're the last of our table people here to talk. So, you know, I've gone through my list here, but you obviously have something that you want to talk to us about.
So this year we were presented with a new list of challenges that was very different from our previous years on FRC. This year, our autonomous period, when it was unveiled, we learned that we may also operate in teleop instead of autonomous. However, there's a catch, as there is in everything in FRC, and we may only use vision because they will drop what is called sandstorm period, which is a pretty much blind coming down in front of you. So you are not granted visibility unless you're using a camera. And we had another challenge that was we had many different stages of climb this year. So having to work through these list of challenges was really difficult. However, we learned a lot and grew as a team, and we worked around it. And so hopefully going into the St. Joe event, we'll get a lot of information and just ideas of what we can do for the Stage 3 climb and how we're going to work around the problem and find a solution.
You know, all of the teams here in Southwest Michigan had another obstacle they had to overcome this year, 8 or some schools, 9 snow days. And for most of the schools, if you don't have school, you're not allowed to work on those robots. So that really takes away a lot of that build time before bag day. You know, everybody hears that word bag day, and guess what? Next year, you don't have to worry about bag day. It's all gone. But you brought up a great point, and it was one that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. Anyway, the differences this year, that autonomous period that has been such a big part of what your robots do is now different. You actually get to work with it. It's also teleop. But you said a word, vision. Yeah. Tell everybody out here what vision is.
Vision is not our vision, but the robot's vision and how we can interact with the robot without physically being able to see it. Or if we have a so-called blind spot on the field, we have another way to interact with it, and we pretty much have eyes on that side of the field. And we can also do many more things. We can run autonomous through our vision as well and do certain commands. There's a lot you can do with vision. So, yeah, large topic.
And what you told us, there's going to be a screen in front of the operators. So the only way, if the robot's not on the autonomous, is you have to use vision to tell the robot what to do. Excellent stuff.
Yeah, it's sounds really cool what you guys are doing and what you guys have been able to do with your circumstances. Once again, we are on Facebook Live as well as on the air. So if you are listening and you want to watch the show live, leave us a comment. Find us on News Talk 94.9 WSJM on Facebook. Got a couple of comments here. Way to go, Brett. Your brother Kyle is watching. a lot of cheers for, got some team 2959 love. Dad, Cheryl says, Dad is watching. Paul says, awesome. So, yeah, it's...
Floor
Florida.
And then, yeah, we have one all the way from Florida. People are watching this, watching us here on Facebook. Hey, Brett, Team 2959, Aunt Tammy watching from Florida. So,
Minnesota, and, Florida. Awesome.
This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, and New Buffalo Area Schools. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We are talking with Team 1940, the Benton Harbor Tech Tigers, Team 2959, the CW Tech Robotarians. Want to give another quick shout out to our sponsors, Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, New Buffalo Area Schools, and Bradford Insurance Agency. I'm Jacob Holmes, joined by Ray Gustafson and Mr. Scott Bradford. Thank you for supporting the show, Scott.
Of course.
Oh, you got to turn your mic on.
Gee, thanks.
Once again, we are also on Facebook Live. If you are listening and want to watch the show, leave us a comment, ask us a question. I'm sure one of our students can answer a question, any question you have about robotics. Once again, a couple comments. Jill says awesome. Cheryl, great job. A lot of support from the community for our local robotics teams. That's always nice to see.
There's a ton of support. In fact, Southwest Michigan has a number of teams. We're triple the number of teams that we were just a few years ago. There's the Sunset Coast Robotics Alliance, which has really promoted not just the FRC, but FTC and the LEGO League teams. The younger you start them, the better those teams are when they get up to high school. And it's just really blossomed over the last few years. In fact, that guy who's not here today, Tim, he's had a big part to do with that. And, you know, and Tim, we miss you, man. I in particular wish you were here, because then I wouldn't have to be. But
tell us how you really feel, Scott.
But, you know, our condolences for the reason that you're not here. So thank you, Robotarians. Great answers. We'll be bouncing back to you here in a bit. But I want to go back to the Tech Tigers, because I have a couple of more things that we had wanted to ask them. One of the big issues for FIRST, and by issues I mean the things that they really put their minds to here, are the educational issues, the educational opportunities that are there. Give me a little bit about what FIRST is doing for you guys in that.
So if you guys don't already know, the people that are listening, our school really does. We struggle with the educational background at Benton Harbor High School. A lot of the kids coming into the FIRST Robotics program, they sometimes don't know how to read a tape measure, don't know how to make simple, easy measurements and different things like that. They don't even know sometimes the basic calculations of using a calculator and all of those good things. So what FIRST Robotics does is when we get these new kids in and get them interested, that's the first thing that we teach them is how to read a tape measure, how to work the machinery, fabrication on the machinery that we have, because we do have kind of old machinery, because we're not a really financially stable team ourselves. But we do everything in our power to just fill in the gaps of the kids that come in that are lacking educationally. And I personally had a little problem, too, before when I got started with the Benton Harbor robotics team. I struggled a little bit in math due to not having teachers in my early education, being in the Benton Harbor area schools area. And FIRST Robotics really personally helped me. I just got an award from Michigan Technical University, in honor of the highest honor bestowed to any student in Michigan for excelling in mathematics and science.
You rock,
and
girl.
That's
awesome.
That's great. Awesome.
I wouldn't have gotten that award if I hadn't have stayed strong in FIRST Robotics and really, you know, learned and really got under people that knew what I needed to know. And that's what my mission is in the high school, and that's what our mission is as a team in Benton Harbor, is just incorporating these kids, making sure that they know how to read a tape measure, making sure they know how to do simple mathematic calculations.
Flip that microphone over. Everybody has a FIRST has done this for me that has been on a team for even a year. Tell me what FIRST has done for you.
So what FIRST has done for me is what has done for many of the students on our team. It's given us the courage and the opportunity to go above and beyond in what we want to do. We have some students that might play sports or we have some that are part of the Craswell Arts program, or it even, like myself, it pushed me to want to go forth and go for the Miss Benton Harbor pageant. I was one of the finalists, so I'm super happy. That was my first time doing a pageant. But
congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But yes, FIRST has been a huge help. When I first came to the high school, I didn't know anything about robotics. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this my entire life. I would run around taking TVs apart, taking games apart. And so to finally be able to just put together a robot and understand all the components is just, it was awesome. It was so enlightening.
That's awesome. You sound like my daughter. My daughter is a freshman, and her words were, I want to build robots. Of course, she had an older brother who went through it, so you know she was primed for that. You know what? I'm going to throw this back on the other side of the table, too, because I just love this question. Bryce, you already have it in front of you.
All right.
What is FIRST to you? What has it done for you?
Well, it's done a number of things, but one of the things it's really done is opened me up to a lot of life challenges as well. It's kind of taught me that you will always earn more by doing something different, something bigger than everybody else, making yourself known. It's also opened me to a lot of educational benefits, such as that due to FIRST, they have given away over $80 million in scholarships. And, I mean, being in FIRST gives you a very large opportunity for a scholarship and just that college education experience.
It does. Excellent. Slide that microphone over. Let's have another one.
Yeah, you know, FIRST gives all of its students so many opportunities. You know, we're opened up to our community a lot. I feel so much more connected to a lot of different parts of our community, like just being able to go out and teach others. It's given me a lot of self-worth and value. I think it's such an important program because everyone can be involved in different ways, and you know, we can all find things that we're interested in, and it really, it's the only sport where everybody can go pro. So I think that it's important.
Thank
that
you for bringing that one up.
Gets the shot.
I have those catchphrases that always have to come up. Hey, Brett.
Hi.
Your turn.
Nice and close to that mic. For me, FIRST has done a lot. I was around 6 years old, diagnosed with autism myself. I have what we call Asperger's, and what it mainly does is I can go from like a mature 18-year-old to a 6-year-old maturity really quick, and it really bothers my ability to learn and function properly. So I was very antisocial before FIRST. I didn't want to talk to no one. Anybody that new came in, I couldn't do anything. But through the years, it's going out, getting sponsorships, and talking to people. It's really helped me come out of my shell.
And making friends, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's excellent, and I'm glad you brought it up, because everybody thinks that that they see the tournaments and they go, oh, these guys make these robots and they, you know, they have fun and they go out and the robots beat each other up. But these teams are so much more. You have projects that you do. You have a marketing team that does exactly like what you were just talking there. And it's amazing to hear those things. All right. Like I said, you guys brought up one of those phrases that's important to me. Mm-hmm. Hang on a second. Dr. Dale.
I want to sort of highlight something, reinforce what Bretton and Scott talked about. It's amazing what these kids, the development you see with them really quickly. We had a student that started as a freshman. He was so shy, wouldn't talk to pretty much anybody unless they were really close friends. He got involved with our data team, which is part of the event, going around and talking to different teams and working on collecting data about what the other teams did, could do and couldn't do. Well, last summer, he gave a presentation to a group of professionals down in South Bend. It was absolutely amazing. It brought a tear to my eye. This kid that could barely talk to anybody was talking to 40 and 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds, telling them how this program, the data collection program, worked. It was amazing.
You know, and we noticed that too, Scott and Jacob, but just when we do the show here with Robotics Roundtable, because, you know, we joked around before we started the show tonight, and I joked with the team from Benton Harbor here tonight. What was my question? I said, are you nervous, right? And then I joked, and I said, well, you should be, you know, but that's a joke. But the purpose of me doing that is to try to get you to lighten up a little bit, because it is a little bit nervous when you come in and sit in front of these microphones, and, you know, we've got millions and millions of people listening here. Well, okay, maybe not quite that many. There aren't that many here in Southwest Michigan.
We didn't tell them that before.
But, I mean, this is just one more opportunity to hinge on what FIRST is doing for you, is to give you this opportunity to be live on the radio, on Facebook Live, you know, with millions and millions of people watching on Facebook. Okay, there's the phrase again. But no, it's just an opportunity for you to grow. And it's cool just to watch, even in this, you know, we've been on the air here 45 minutes now, just to watch you grow in 45 minutes. You don't think that you do, but we notice it.
All right. How much time do I have?
We're coming up on a break here. So,
because I have two more words I want to ask him about, but
let's take a break and we'll do that.
All right,
We're going to take a break. You are listening to Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Also on Facebook Live, if you want to watch the show live, just go to Facebook and search for News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes with Ray Gustafson and Scott Bradford. We are talking to Team 1940, the Benton Harbor Tech Tigers, and Team 2959, the CW Tech Robotarians. And around this point of the show, we'll turn it over to the students. And if you got a shout out to anybody who might be listening, now is your time. The floor is yours.
Lead us off.
Say your name.
My name is Daisha Moore, and I'm on Team 1940 Tech Tigers. And I just like to give a shout out to the Benton Harbor Gallery that just opened up, as well as to my mom, who is here in the studio with us. And just to thank everyone who has supported the Benton Harbor Tech Tigers as they've gone forth, CW Tech being one of them, allowing us to play at their field, Whirlpool, as well as Eco Technologies, and many more to come. Just thank you.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Tamaya Clay, and I'm a member of Team 1940 Tech Tigers, and I would love to give a shout-out to my best friend, Tashiana Jackson, that is listening to me and probably watching me. And I would also like to give a shout-out to my mom and my big, big, big family of mine. Hi there. And just everyone, again, piggybacking off of what Daisha said, everyone that has participated in helping Team 1940 go through with competitions and so on and so forth, thank you.
All right. My name is Evie Claire. I'm here with the 2959 Robotarians. I'd like to give a shout out to our team members that are working hard at OSCO right now. Keep it up, guys.
Nice. That was good.
My name is Bryce Preve, and I am on the 2959 Robotarians. And I'd like to give a shout out to a few people. My Aunt Lillian, my mom, Nikki Preeb, and my dad, Chad Preeb. And I'd also like to thank everyone for being here tonight and giving us the opportunity to be on this wonderful show.
Oh, that was nice. We like that. Move that over to Dr. Dale.
My name is Dr. Dale Quatran. I am one of the founding mentors of the CW Tech Robotarians, and I'd like to give a shout-out to all of our many sponsors who have allowed our team to function and succeed and grow over the last 11 seasons. So we just passed a decade, which is fantastic. And then I'd like to also shout out to my wife, Carol, and my two kids who are Robotarian alum, who one is at Michigan Tech and one is at Grand Valley.
Are we going to have to start the Oscar music on you? Are you done yet?
You know, it's good that he said that, because believe me, these mentors, the amount of time they put in before bag day,
They need to say thank you to their wife and kids.
My wife wears a button every year that says robotics widow.
Brett?
My name is Brett Johnson. I am with the CW Tech Robotarians, and I just want to give a shout out to everyone in my family that's come out and is supporting me right now. It really means a lot.
Awesome.
And also we have a guest.
We've got other guests in the room with us who have some shout outs. So
introduce yourself. Yep.
Yes, so this is Joseph Taylor, lead mentor for Team 1940 Tech Tigers. I want to give this shout out to all the coaches and mentors who take and give their time to help mentor and educate these young people, because without this, you know, we couldn't do what we do. So we love the students. We love CW because they've opened their arms and helped us when we needed it. So shout out to that team, because when we talk about cooperation, they know how to do it. Thank you.
That's awesome. Those are great, guys. Thank you. And especially Dale, thank you for saying that for those wives out there, those husbands out there, because it's not
robotics widow.
Those mentors are not just men. There are as many women out there doing the same thing. All right, we're going to talk about the game in a second here, but I threw two words out on the table, and I was just talking to the teams that this is the first show of the year. It's great to talk about what FIRST is, and I threw a word at you, Tech Tigers: cooperation.
Yes. It's funny that you mentioned that, because cooperation is just, it involves all of us to be able to work together smoothly and to come to agreements in such a short span of time. If you've seen any robotics competition, you have a good 5 minutes, maybe less, to get your robot onto the field and speak with your alliance. And so that's two other teams, and you have to make quick decisions and not struggle against each other. You have to learn to work well and smoothly.
I'll take that.
I would just also like to say something about the word cooperation. Cooperation has really shown itself to be so real within our team within the last couple weeks. Like I said, the new safety stuff that we have put in place, the safety protocol, the safety contract, we got a lot of feedback from the kids because they weren't used to cooperating. They weren't used to being in an environment where it was a rule that you really had to cooperate. And I thought it was just the most beautiful thing with the kids realizing, wow, I really do need to cooperate. I need to follow the protocols and listen and obey, you know, the people that are above me. And I think it's a really nice thing to be cooperative.
I love it. All right, Robotarians, I gave you my absolute favorite that I live by: gracious professionalism.
Okay.
Swing the mic around.
Gracious professionalism is a major aspect of FIRST. And I think that our team can really embody this well, because we've actually earned the Gracious Professionalism Award 2.5 times, as our as Dr. Quatrin likes to say. We really pride ourselves on helping teams at competitions. And sometimes these teams come back and place ahead of us, and you know, that's what FIRST is about. It's about helping others and, you know, coming together as a team to help other teams. And
you don't have to go further. You did a great job with that. I like that a lot. And you're right, the gracious professionalism is part of every bit of FIRST, no matter what you're doing, whether it's in competition, whether it's in build, and how you deal with anybody and everybody. So that was a very good answer. I like that. So this whole time we've talked a lot about FIRST, but we haven't talked about what the game is. You know, we haven't talked about what Destination Deep Space is. And it's quite a unique game this year. We talked a little bit about the fact that the autonomous period is a little bit different this year, because now it offers you a teleop portion with vision. Oh, thank you. And but we haven't talked about what you get to do or what your robots are doing. So I'm going to give each team 1 minute. Tell me something special about your robot and what it's going to do this year.
Okay. FRC in a nutshell. So our robot will be, we have planned it out for pretty much every part of the field. So we engineered a cargo shuttle, which transports cargo from the front to the back, so we can pick up in the front and just reverse to a station and fill it up in the back, which saves time and is definitely more efficient. And the whole theme this year is for the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing.
It is. Anything else that your robot does?
We have switched drivetrains back to tank drive, but we are running a 4NEO, which is meaning a brushless electric motor system, so it's more efficient and more powerful. And we can just do a lot more with that system, so we're hoping for the best of luck with that this year.
How about the habitat? Are you doing anything with the climb at the end?
Yes. So this year we are hoping to accomplish a successful Stage 3 climb, and by doing so, we're hoping to rank high.
If you get those Stage 3 climbs in, you'll rank high. Tech Tigers.
Well, just thinking off what Bryce said, that was quite an adversity going on. Getting up on those stages and being able to successfully land on those different platforms this year. We had ramps last year. We could climb on other robots as long as your rope could stay up.
That's so, right.
So this year, trying to get on the platforms, I think it's going to be very interesting how we manage to get on those platforms. I am hoping that eventually we'll be able to find a way to get on that third platform as well, going into this first St. Joe competition as well. And ours this year, we went with the elevator system, so...
We are screwless as well, just about.
Oh, very good.
Yes, nice. That's my favorite.
All right.
What does screwless mean?
Screwless.
Okay, I'm sorry. So this is my favorite part. I learned about rivets. I am so excited. Like, I'm now Daisha the Riveter. If you're looking for me, I'm going to be nice. With puffballs.
You got your answer there, Ray. You know what, teams? Thank you. Thank you so much. What a great opening show here this year.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to hear their names again? So we have here from the CW Tech Robotarians, Dr. Dale Quatrain and Brett Johnson, Bryce Preeb, and Evie Claire. We have here from the Benton Harbor Tech Tigers, Joseph Taylor. We have Tamaya Clay. I got it right that time. Thank you. Daisha Moore and Daniel Moore. Thank you so much.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that'll wrap things up here for us on Robotics Roundtable. Thank you for listening on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Also on Facebook Live, Bryce, Nikki says you missed your sister in the shout-out, so you are in trouble.
Oh!
Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools. Kettering University, all systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics. Grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools. And New Buffalo Area Schools. Join us next Tuesday night at 6 for Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.